Bernie's Gotta continues 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leah, Nicole Kyatt filling in for Leah and helping me out with the hard questions, the hard driving questions
here.
Hard pressing
questions.
Got it. It's finally spring, so therefore we annually get to talk to Shirley. We have Shirley Lux. Lux. Am I saying why?
Lux.
I'm terrible at last names.
You've like messed up.
Well, why can't anybody be a Johnson or a Peterson or Smith or something for me? You know,
it's only four letters.
That's the challenge. We should have given everybody superhero names today.
Right. Yes, it is superhero day. So Shirley is here from the Gurney Garden Center, and it is spring. So therefore, we got to talk everything plants and what's new in the greenhouse.
Well, if you're a fruit lover, we have some new dwarf blueberries. And the good part about it is you can put it in a pot because it's short and self-pollinating. So you can have just one. You don't have to pair them with the regular blueberries. You have to have two or three different kinds in order for the blueberries to work. So this one, you can just do one pot for yourself and go out there and pick the blueberries through the summer.
They don't go crazy like raspberries and blackberries, do they? Because I did that at my mom's house. We planted a bunch. And before you knew it, like, it was, we were overwhelmed with the amount of berries there were.
Wow,
the
raspberries really spread fast.
And well, then the blackberries and then the birds eat them. And then what they do all over the cars and stuff, black splatter everywhere. It's crazy. So
gardening is not my forte. I'm so glad Shirley's here today.
Right? So you guys are opening your 49th season this Saturday?
Yes.
That's crazy. 49 years.
Hard to believe it's 49 years.
Right.
Of course, that's aging me.
You don't look a day
when she
over
was
31.
One.
Right.
Yeah. So we talked everything going on in the greenhouse, but spring, it's getting a little bit of a late start. We were talking a little bit off the air about me killing my tall grass, but you said it's because it's been kind of a cool spring. Maybe you'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, some of the perennials, especially grasses, because a lot of grasses come up late depending what kind it is, and you might not see for a couple more weeks any greens coming up. And don't forget, this is spring, but it doesn't feel like spring this year. So if we get some warmer weather, all the perennials and that will start shooting up.
So is that something you should plant now, or are you going to wait? Or you should wait to plant things?
If you get perennials, you want to harden them off, which means you put them outside on the nice sunny days. And if it's going to be cold at night, then you want to put them in the garage. And you just do that for maybe 5 days to a week. And then you can plant. You want that ground temperature to warm up. Just like with a lot of people want to put vegetables in. You can put the cold vegetables in, but like tomatoes and peppers, which is what everybody wants to do, you have to wait till the ground temperature is 55 degrees. Well, with the temperatures we've had, you know, it's,
there's no way.
No.
Yeah.
So
why does grass grow so good?
This season.
Why does grass grow so good right now? My grass needs to be cut, but yet my trees, my bushes, my shrubs, nothing, none of that's bloomed, but my grass already needs to be cut. Why is that?
Well, that
is toying with you.
Yes. Yeah. Mess with my emotions.
The other things need some warm weather and sun. Grass grows more easily than other plants.
All right. I got
so
you.
They
I
just want to make you work at it. So you have to, you know, cut the lawnmower and.
Yeah, I suppose. How about hanging plants right now? What do we need to keep those going all season long?
Well, we're just getting some in for Mother's Day. And the biggest thing is if you clip and deadhead all the flowers that need to be, and there's quite a few, you know, that are in baskets. You know, if you have trailing petunias, you got to clip those, or million bells, clean them up, and feed them. That's the biggest thing. Once a week, once every other week. Because if you don't feed them, you're running a lot of water through them, because usually you water every day when it's hot out.
Okay.
And, you know, all the nutrients are going right out. So very important to feed them.
Is that same go for planters?
Yes. If you have bigger planters, you don't have to do it as often because you're not running the water through as much. It doesn't dry out as fast. But if they're smaller planters, then you probably do want to water or feed them more often.
Okay. So you have some advice for anybody coming to the Gurney Garden Center for the first time?
Well, just look at the area that you want to plant, whether it's perennials, vegetables, or flowers. Make sure that you see where the sun is, if it's out in the morning, the afternoon, because that makes a big difference at what you can plant. And also take note if you have a tree there, because right now there's no leaves, so it may be sunny, but in another month, it might be shady. So if you have those things, come on in, because our girls can help you pick out anything, whatever you want to do, annuals, perennials. You know, they're very good. They're very knowledgeable. So we're here to help you.
Awesome. Speaking of, how do people stay up to date with everything going on at the Gurney Garden Center? And what are your hours? Are you open every day in the spring?
Right now, yes, we are open 9 to 5. But in May, we start May 2nd, 9 to 7 during the week.
That's already Monday.
I know. It's next week.
Right?
Yes, it is. And then on Saturdays, we're always open 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. So, yes, 7 days a week now.
All right. And how does everybody stay up to date with everything going on and what have you? The website, email?
Well, they can follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
We also post to a lot of different groups here in Gurney. But on Instagram and Facebook, we post about flowers almost every day now that we're open. Flowers, vegetables, all kinds of information. So if you want to learn, just go like us on Facebook so you get the posts, and that'll be a big help to everyone.
Absolutely.
I'm doing that right now.
There you go.
Where has Shirley been for the 38 right? years I've been on this earth?
Kicking up 49 seasons now, Shirley.
Hanging out at the Garden Center.
Give us your Gurney go-to before we let you go, Shirley.
My go-to is Gurney Donuts.
Oh, yes. The Ubi?
Big family, our big favorite around here on the Gurney's yes. Donuts. What is that one?
And at the Garden Center, too.
Yes.
They win for the, how do you say it? Ubi or Ubi? Ubi?
Ubi?
Every year. But have you had their blueberry donut?
They bring them in every once in a while. Our other people bring them in every once in a while. They're amazing. Yes.
It's cost me like 11 pounds, but it's totally it's worth it.
Yes. Shirley, thank you so much for being on Gurney's Got It this week.
We appreciate it. Thank you for having me.